The Sudanese researcher at Human Rights Watch, Mohamed Osman, says Sudan Central Reserve Police is a militarized police unit that has been oppressing Sudanese protesters since the October 25th coup. Osman says the CRP has a well-documented record of abuse during the 2018-2019 peaceful protests that led to the overthrow of Sudan's longtime military ruler, Omar al-Bashir, and even before that in conflict areas in Darfur and Kordofan.
The move is, as many people also note that, is certainly long overdue. The evidence around abuses this unit committed, including our own research, which indicate in at least two instances in November 17th of the last year and January 17th, their big role in leading the crackdown. In the 2 days, 23 people were killed out of the 88 people being killed since the coup itself.
While he supports the sanctions, Osman says they must be part of a package in order to be effective.
And such package should clearly address the calculated nature of this repression. It should also target those on the top, be connected to benchmarks set by the demands of the movement, and ultimately should aim to influence the behavior change of the security forces on the ground, in a way that would provide safe space for protesters to organize, assemble, and of course achieve their goal in achieving the civilian rule.
The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, said in a statement that all property and interests in property of the CRP that are in or come within the United States or that are in possession or control of U.S. persons are blocked and must be reported to OFAC. Osman says targeted sanctions are good, but must not be presented as a replacement for accountability when Sudanese police and other security forces commit human rights abuses. Salma Noor is a member of the Sudanese Professional Association Declaration of Freedom and Change in Khartoum. Noor says she is pleased to hear about the U.S. sanctions, but she says the leaders of Sudan's security forces, including police, national security, the rapid support forces, and the military who give orders to repress peaceful protesters must all be targeted with sanctions.
To sanction these forces, it's not enough to stop the violence in Khartoum and in Sudan, because the leaders of those forces are still there and no one asked them and no sanctions on them.
Shadeen Fadl is an activist and human rights defender who has been active in the anti-coup pro-democracy movement in Sudan. She says for years, the Central Reserve Police carried out human rights violations against peaceful Sudanese citizens exercising their civic rights. Fadl says many Sudanese activists associate the Central Reserve Police with terror and brutality.
Once we see them in the streets, we know for sure that actually we are going to lose lives. People might be losing limbs, and that violations, especially against women, and humiliation to the people's dignity is coming on the way when they are seen in the streets.
Fadl says other Sudanese security forces are just as guilty as the Central Reserve Police of committing human rights abuses against unarmed civilians.
While we welcome, as human rights defenders in Sudan, as we welcome the step taken by the U.S. Treasury Department, we still think that there are other security forces that actually are as brutal and as violent as the CRP, including the security services and including the rapid support forces, who have been seen in many times actually and almost in all demonstrations, and that they are part of the security committee of the Khartoum state, where most of the demonstrations actually happen and most of the violations to human rights happen.
Repeated attempts to reach Sudan's police spokesperson, Brigadier General Hassan Tijani Ahmed, for comment went unanswered. On December 31st, Sudan's military-led ruling Sovereign Council issued a statement condemning violence against protesters the previous day, which resulted in several deaths and injuries, and directed the relevant legal and security authorities to address the issue. The council also announced that it had launched an investigation into allegations of rape and other abuses committed against civilians during protests on December 19, which was highlighted in a United Nations Human Rights Council report. Neither the alleged investigation nor its results have been made public. Fadl says regional and international initiatives to restore Sudan's civilian-led government must put front and center security sector reforms, which must be enacted, and human rights abusers must be held accountable in order to create a conducive environment for a democratic transition in Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.